From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House on Monday made it clear it sees no way that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad can stay in power for the long term. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the U.S. main priority is defeating the Islamic State fighters in Syria, then to create an environment for a change in leadership.
I can't imagine a stable and peaceful Syria where Bashar al-Assad is in power. I think we all recognize that that happens, and there can be a multi-pronged approach where you're ensuring that ISIS is contained and there's a de-escalation of the proliferation of chemical weapons, at the same time creating the environment for a change in leadership.
The U.S. launched a missile attack on the airfield U.S. officials believe Syria used as a base to assault rebels fighting the Assad regime with chemical weapons. Dozens were killed and hundreds more were injured. U.S. police say a man shot and killed a woman at an elementary school in the western state of California Monday before taking his own life. Police do not believe two students wounded were targeted by the shooter. Hear now from the mayor of the city of San Bernardino.
Our hearts, as Dr. Marsden expressed, are broken. Each time any of us have to be engaged in this type of process.
Authorities do not believe or did not immediately say if there is a relationship between the suspect and the victims in this shooting in California. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President